Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No known credible threats at today's Super Bowl in Las Vegas between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, but ABC's Alex Stone in Las Vegas tells us security's still extremely tight.
Today, progressively, roads will be shutting down here around the stadium. During the game, Department of Homeland Security, Black Hawk helicopters will be up protecting the area to intercept any planes or drones. Drones are banned for 30 miles around the stadium, and fighter jets will be in the air to also stop any kind of a threat coming from the sky.
This week, House Republicans are going to try again for the second time to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They didn't have the votes last time, but House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is expected to return to Washington this week after undergoing treatment for blood cancer. The NTSB and FAA investigating a helicopter crash in California near the Nevada border that killed six people Friday night, including the head of one of Nigeria's largest banks. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Mohn.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette gets a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 7th-ranked Marquette defeated St. John's 86-75. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Happy National Marquette Day, everybody. That was a terrific second-half effort by our entire group. I thought St. John's came in here with great desperation. Anytime you beat a team by one the last time and they have a shot at the buzzer to win it, they're going to feel some kind of way about that.
The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. The number 11th-ranked Badgers suffering a stunning loss at Rutgers, 78-56. 22 points, the biggest win over a ranked team in Rutgers basketball history. Wisconsin has now lost 4 in a row. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where Jordan Love did some interviews, and I asked him about the slump the Packers went through.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough stretch we had. You know, we went on a 4-game losing streak, but I'm proud of everybody for being able to turn around.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and a few flurries, then gradual clearing takes place today. A west wind and highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with the lows in the mid-20s. On Monday, sunshine, highs reaching the upper 30s. More clouds on Tuesday. It's 27 at our studios.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Lou Regani and the music of the star. Middle of February. And the month of letting your partner have the last slice of pizza. That's love. Or doing a romantic dinner. Sitting with them and they binge watch their favorite movie. Sometimes the best way to get the message across is just to listen to great music. The music of the stars and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. Happy month of February. Here's some feel-good music for you. Maybe it'll tug at your heartstrings. Some of these tunes you might keep humming all through the week. It's the music of the stars. Been on the air since 1992 in various forms. St. Valentine's weekend. Francis Lay wrote this tune. It doesn't look like it wants to play. Let's see. See, I made a poem. Well, let's just get on from something like that. Francis Lay, what do we know about him? Now, I didn't mean to keep you bored with talk about these love songs.
But that one, Love Songs in the Movies, that's where most of them are written, you know, for movies. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. All right. What a start to the program. Okay. Let me just throw that one away. Somewhere there's damage. Say, let's get into an educational thing on compact discs. Did you know what sells more than compact discs now? True story, vinyl records are outselling compact discs once again. I said once again because that's happened before. One second here. Don Rosen, who's on with a wonderful show, 6 till 8 o'clock on most of these Civic Media radio stations, cleaned these compact discs out and the machine that plays them. Let's get something else on the air. Well, we're going to be on there till midnight on most of these Civic Media radio stations. This is Friends Waxman from Rebecca. I was going to save this till later, but now, as good a time as any for a great love story. Joan Fontaine, Laurence Olivier, became Sir later, and Leo G. Carroll. Seen Rebecca. Maxim de Winter and Joan Fontaine. Maxim de Winter has Manderley, her new husband's massive family estate, windswept English coast. After a whirlwind romance. But there's a shadow. Maxim's first wife, Rebecca. And there's a secret there. There always is, isn't there? The housekeeper knows it. The sinister Mrs. Danvers. Thank you.
everybody. Welcome to TCM. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Up next, we have a pair of Oscar-winning films featuring journalists working in dangerous settings overseas. First, the story of an ill-fated romance set against the backdrop of the Chinese Civil War. From 20th Century Fox in 1955, Love is a Many-Splendored Thing. Set in Hong Kong in the late 1940s, the film stars William Holden as a married American war correspondent who falls in love with a Eurasian doctor played by Jennifer Jones, who wasn't. They face several obstacles to their romance, notably intolerance of their different national backgrounds. There's also the matter of Holden's wife, who refuses to grant him a divorce. Love is a Many Splendored Thing was adapted from a novel by a physician of mixed European and Asian descent, Han Su-yin, who used her own experiences to tell the story. In 1949, Su-yin fell in love with journalist Ian Morrison, who Holden's character is based on. The title song by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster was already a popular tune by the time the movie was released, and it would go on to win the Best Song Oscar. Love is a Many Splendored Thing is also notable for employing several members of Hollywood's Asian community, including Richard Liu, Ki Luke, Eula Kuo, Philip Ahn, and James Hong. From 1955, directed by Henry King, shot in CinemaScope, also with Torrin Thatcher and Isabel Elsom. Here's Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Alfred Newman. 20th Century Fox. And these are the four lads.
My silent heart and taught it
Day.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. Wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will beat the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear in the sky. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure. My love will last and endure. I'll never. No, I'll never stop loving you.
I'll never stop.
Here's something for you to book passage on an ocean liner. With the best exquisite champagne. Looking out over the blue yonder of the sea, surrounded by the beautiful people. And now you're part of the action. Mary White, Gene Page. Ago. Barry White. When summer would never end. Of the stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. See, it's got lyrics.
My entered by the iron gate leading to the drive. And for a while, I could not enter, for the way was barred to me. Then, like all dreamers, I was possessed of a sudden with supernatural powers and passed like a spirit through the barrier before me. The drive wound away in front of me, twisting and turning as it had always done. But as I advanced, I was aware that a change had come upon it. Nature had come into her own again, and little by little had encroached upon the drive with long, tenacious fingers. On and on.
Franz Waxman from Rebecca.
Mistress of Manderley. To be perfectly frank with you, my dear, I can't see you doing it. You haven't the experience. You haven't the faintest idea of what it means to be a great lady. Of course, you know why he's marrying you, don't you? You haven't flattered yourself that he's in love with you. Fact is, that empty house got on his nerves to such an extent, he nearly went off his head. He just couldn't go on living alone.
You mustn't worry about old Max and his moods. One never knows what goes on in that quiet mind of his.
I wonder if I did a very selfish thing in marrying you.
We're happy, aren't we? Terribly happy.
How can I answer you? But I don't have the answer myself. Happiness is something I know nothing about.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. And if you fall, you fall. I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking,
Dinah Shore on the Music of the Stars. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote it. Johnny Burke.
Come to take you home.
Wait just a minute, will you? I want you to hear this.
All right.
Why don't you try it?
All right.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling someone in love.
And Ella Fitzgerald.
January 8th, 1964. This is a night that two people especially will always remember, Bud and Lillian Weisenborn. We know what this night means to Bud, and we know what it means to lovely Lillian. We know that the number 32 is very significant to all of us here tonight. To Lillian and Bud, it means something more, something very beautiful. For it was 32 years ago that these two blended their lives as one in the beautiful state of marriage. I know that sometimes in the deep of night when sleep won't come, Lillian finds relaxation and comfort in soft music heard on a certain radio station and hosted by a fellow named Franklin McCormick. And so, on this night, I would like very much to open the old book of memories for Lillian and Bud and speak the words that I'm sure Bud has had in his heart all of these years for Lillian. Why do I love you? I love you not only for what you are, for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me, and for laying firm hold of the possibilities of the good in me. I love you for closing your eyes to the discords in me and for adding to the music in me by worshipful listening. I love you because you are helping me to make of the lumber of my life not a tavern, but a temple. And of the words of my everyday, not a reproach, but a song. I love you because you have done more than any creed to make me happy. You've done it without a word, without a touch, without a sign. You have done it by just being yourself. Perhaps, after all, that is what love means.
Thank you. to walk as though I had wings. Bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove.
Sammy Davis Jr., music from
Where is Love?
Jimmy Van Heusen.
Does it fall from skies above?
Sammy from Oliver.
Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she? Do I close my eyes to see? Sweet hello that's meant for only me. Who can say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I beside that someone who I can mean something to? Say where she may hide. Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to?
Lionel Bart wrote this.
Does it fall from skies above?
From Oliver, the music of the stars. Of these civic media stations.
Thank you.
This is the music of the stars, WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Now stand by for news and weather. Paul Desmond.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory.